are now about to witness the strength of geek knowledge.
I geek out about TV shows. I geek out about music. Star Wars, of course. Fantasy stuff, Lord of the Rings. Star Wars, of course. God geek.
So it was the premiere week last week of Rogue One, I guess it's the eighth Star Wars movie in history.
I don't call it episode 8, though. I've had to correct some people.
Of course not. No, I would not call it episode 8 because it's not part of the Skywalker saga.
That's,
okay, there you go. good way to put it.
Yeah.
But... the movie came out. You saw it. For some reason, nowadays, the day that the movie comes out is sort of a suggestion, because I guess you can go see it the night before.
I saw Thursday night. Yeah.
At what time?
Like 8 o'clock.
Okay, so it's not even midnight anymore the movie comes out.
No.
So they start it. They just evidently start. You can see it the day before.
Yeah.
It comes out.
Yeah. Well, it's probably a money thing. They make a lot more doing that.
Yeah, and so it actually turned out, I know on a previous podcast you had said that you had reserved seats. Well,
yeah,
we actually had reserved seats too.
I'm kind of liking this reserved seat thing.
Well,
and then I'm not at the same time.
Well, but. I love the theater that you turned me on to, the Cinemark theater with the recliner seats.
And a new restaurant
and
now,
really
too.
No one really sitting in front of you, depending on, the next person in front of you is, you know, their head is at the level of your knees.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
So
it's
a great theater experience. You have plenty of leg room, even for
running the restroom, you're not tripping over people's feet, that kind of thing.
And
it's great.
But honestly, they can't be making as much money on a theater like that.
When the tickets cost $20,
I guess so, but I think they double the price of the tickets and they have half as many chairs in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, if they weren't
filling the seats, this is a way to run at capacity.
It's too loud in there. I'll be honest.
Really?
With you. It's,
the speakers were too loud?
You
sound like an old man.
Hey, I'm a musician. I like my ears. I need my ears.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it was especially too loud when they were trying to show off the sound system
at the beginning, the
whole XD thing.
Yeah, that was loud.
It was like a crystal deal and everything. And I'm like, and my son is sitting there.
You're going to bring earplugs to the movies. Are you that guy
ears,
at the concert?
Like
the
he's going to die, you know?
Earphones.
But anyway, beyond the technology of the theater and the comforts of the theater,
yeah,
I want to hear your breakdown of the movie. Was it good? What did you think?
It's a good film. It's a good movie. I enjoyed it.
This is interesting because
I've only seen it once, and the last Star Wars movie, by the time we talked, I'd seen it 3 or 4 times.
Okay, well, fair enough. So this will be after one viewing.
And
we've had some time to think about it. We took a week off.
Yeah, yeah. When I walked out of the theater, I thought, that was awesome. That was great. But it didn't stick with me the way a lot of the other Star Wars films have.
Okay, that's a fascinating comment.
So
I agree with that. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say I really liked the movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah.
And I don't want my comments that I'm going to make.
Okay, yeah, because I got a couple too.
To make it seem like I didn't like the movie, because I did.
I want one
like
every year, no matter what.
I
yeah.
did like the movie,
yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
But there were some things about the movie that I didn't like, and I guess we'll get into those. As we go, we'll be able to talk about some things that we did like. And it's a good thing that we've sort of taken a week off.
Yeah.
Because our listeners have had a chance to see the movie
too. They need to see it before they hear our opinions.
Just so you guys know,
we haven't talked at all.
And if you're listening right now and you haven't seen the movie,
Go see it. Definitely see it.
It's definitely don't let our hesitation on it sort of discourage you. But we are going to spoil some things and get into some things. So, You probably already knew that anyway. I have actually...
You got a list?
I do. I do have a list.
All right.
But I made a list actually right after the movie.
Okay.
Because these were already, like, I could... It's one of those things where...
You were chomping at the
bit. It's, here's the thing. Here's where it's going to be unfair, is that it's Star Wars. And if you make a science fiction movie like we saw... It's going to be up there with any of them with action and the cool factor and everything that's going on in the movie. But it's Star Wars, and that to me,
you see it
involves,
in light of Star Wars.
Yeah, it involves
through the lens
a higher
of Star
standard.
Wars. Yeah.
And I am, there are a few things that I've seen now.
Mm-hmm.
And none of these had to do with Episode 7, because actually Episode 7 in my mind is one of the best Star Wars movies ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm worried now because I saw some things in this movie.
They could go
that
directions.
I'm like, it's, let me say this. My overall vibe of it. And you said it a different way. You said it didn't stick with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it didn't feel like a Star Wars movie to me.
So here was my takeaway.
Like
it
felt like a bizarro Star Wars.
It was a mission movie, a heist movie, a mission movie, not an adventure. And that was the big difference for me, was the other Star Wars films, even the prequels, which I'm not, you know, always a huge fan of, there was at least adventure and discovery and sense of wonder. And this, you had that a bit, but it was all about, we got to get the mission done.
Right.
They knew what the mission was immediately.
Yeah.
Right. Where in the other ones, there's a lot of unraveling and mystery and
multiple storylines,
et cetera. Now, as far as mission movies go, I'll take a Star Wars mission movie any day. I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
And you could almost, and here's where it could be trouble. You could take the Star Wars universe and do any genre of movie in it.
Uh-huh.
And I'd probably like it more just because it was in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
But that could lead to very passable movies, not necessarily great ones. That's kind of a video going on
right now about
passable film.
I'm great with them telling different stories in different parts of the universe with I'm great with all that.
Yeah.
However, there's something unique about this time period. It's it's the telling. It is part of the overall story. It's not the Skywalker story, but
it bridged the gap between the prequels.
It's not like it's a random story in Star Wars. Like Star Wars is the setting. It's trying to tell a story that is a part of the overall narrative that we already have. And for me, that's where they missed some big opportunities. But I don't want to jump the gun, and I want to hear more. You felt like it was a heist movie.
Yeah, it was a mission or a heist movie, a war film, a bit of a war film too.
Any other criticisms or
you know, not huge criticisms. I mean, there's the little nitpicky things. I think we're still in the uncanny valley when it comes to CGI human beings. And that can be a little bit off-putting.
You're hitting on a huge one of mine.
Yeah.
You're hitting on...
We're not there yet. I'm glad they tried, but also maybe there are some things they could have done without having to have Tarkin in there, or Leia even. They could just show the backs of them.
So you're really getting...
Technical stuff, yeah.
You're getting... Well, this to me, it's not technical because it has to do with another major issue I have with the film. And it's, again, a very likable, good movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah. I'll see it again.
But I have to say these things because
they're listening to Lucasfilm.
They struck me as a lifelong Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
This struck me in a huge way, and I felt like it was a major missed opportunity. Okay.
Okay.
And the first half of it is what you just said. The Governor Tarkin robot.
Yeah, yeah, basically
the
a digital
obviously
robot.
Not human
Yeah.
actor. And obviously they reproduced the
if
guy.
If it was on VHS and I'm watching it in my VCR, I probably would have never noticed. But in these high definition, everything.
Well, here's the thing. You would have noticed because it's not a human. And you can tell it's not a human.
Yeah, that's that uncanny valley.
Well, there's no... Yeah. I don't think they're going to be able to make a truly human I just don't think they're going to.
We're not
going to
get Westworld. What?
I just think
Star Wars
as
world.
Good as it is, as good as it is, it needs to be a background person.
Yeah, it can't be right in the middle.
You can't get a close up on them. There was so much. There were so many facial expressions that were like, "This is so distracting to me." Okay, so here's why.
Took you out of the film.
It did take me out of the film.
Me too.
And here's why I found it so frustrating. Because the greatest movie villain in the history of film, in my opinion, is Darth Vader. And he's a bit part in this movie.
Yeah, he could have done the Tarkin stuff.
That's exactly my thought is you have all of these scenes where this computer-generated actor is there.
Yeah.
And then you have...
I want to see more Krennic and Vader.
And he all this... I mean, yes, he's in the other films... but he's a limited role in it, and I'm just saying, like, there's so much more that could have been done with Darth Vader, and we got one 30-second fight scene with Darth Vader. And
how'd you like that?
Well, it was cool, but at that point, I'm like, the movie's ending, and I'm like, I can't believe
I wanted more of that before.
So frustrated by that point. That's the major missed opportunity I feel like in this film is that it. It wouldn't have been forced to have twice or three times as much Darth Vader in that movie.
Right.
It would have been very much believable. And for him to have a central role,
it would have been cool.
In the film,
it would have been really cool.
Well, it would have made complete sense.
Yeah.
He has a central villain role in the movie before it and in the movie after it. And it's bridging the gap in between those things. We could have had so much more Vader. We could have had, him engaging in some of the battle that happens on that planet.
Yeah,
that
it
could have been awesome. Because here's the thing, I like that the film allowed you to spend to realize that there's a dark side to the rebellion.
Yeah, I liked that too. I liked
that
a lot.
All right, I liked that they actually killed all those characters. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know that sounds terrible.
Sounds horrible,
it's consistent with the story.
Yeah.
So here's the thing: why can't Vader,
be
the one that takes like he does? He goes on. He kills all the people that you love, right?
Yeah.
That is like a total missed opportunity for me that you have Tarkin have all these scenes where he's, and it's almost like they wanted to do the computerized Tarkin.
It's like, oh, we can do this now. Let's do it.
And they didn't want to do the Vader. And here's the other. And so that leads me to one of the other issues that I had.
Okay.
Is the score.
Yeah. You can't get John Williams on everything, but it would have been nice.
Well, just use the same score. It's a Star Wars movie. What would have been wrong with having the original score?
I think I honestly think this was
an experiment
to see if they could get away with not
here's
always
the thing,
doing
though, dude.
Certain things.
That's why it didn't seem like a Star Wars movie to me.
And no scroll at the beginning either.
There was no scroll at the beginning.
Yeah.
And when they did that, I was like, okay, all right. They're going a different direction. I get it. When the epicness of that battle, where there was a huge explosion and the tide turned in the battle and the big starships are going through and crashing through, and the score hits the high note and it's the wrong score, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's not the Star Wars score. Like, I would have been totally cool with them waiting till that point to unveil, here it is.
Yeah.
It would have, and I was like, and then it played the music that it played, which is, I'm sure, wonderful in any other realm.
Right.
It would have been epic, but I hear it in here, and I go, oh, well, that was anticlimactic.
Well, there was apparently
best.
A lot of controversy with the scoring of the film. They brought in the guy who did it like halfway through. They kicked out the original composer, and I'm not sure. I mean, I wonder what that would have sounded like. I bet in the future we'll get some type of director's cut DVD where you can switch the soundtracks maybe. But
well, it just made it unfamiliar, and... That
you have to paint in the Star Wars brushstrokes if you're going to do it right.
Here's the thing, it's the same deal with the Darth Vader, with the move they made with Darth Vader. It's not broken. This is it. This is your last chance.
Yeah.
Don't try to reinvent the wheel here. You can use Darth Vader. You can use the original Star Wars music. Yeah. You, like, it's yours. It's Disney.
You bought it. Like, that's what you bought.
I mean, and then this, like, the decision to not do those things and to do something instead that is animated.
Yeah.
And obviously not real. I mean, like, to me, I can't watch the computer people and go, and for a second, am I fooled?
Anyway, what I was thinking the whole time when he was on screen and Leia was on screen was, well, maybe when they re-release this, they'll fix it. I hope they fix
See,
it.
See, that, that ought to tell fixable. You right there
yeah.
that it's broken.
Yeah, it was
because
broken.
Because if you got to say...
It was broken. Oh, I totally... Yeah.
But it's not just the computer. I mean, it's the decisions.
But there's a lot of people out there who said they didn't even notice. So I think you and I fall into the... It's like
how
that,
could you not notice Leia?
She's, I know.
I mean, I
know.
Mean, it's a... She,
I agree.
Like a,
I agree.
She looked like a Cabbage Patch Kid when she got the plans,
yeah.
and she's got one line, and it's obviously doesn't even look anything like Carrie Fisher in the.
No, you know, I mean, in a way, they could have cast her daughter to do it. You know, there's things they could do.
I think you just you already said the answer. Show her from the
show
back.
Show her from the back. Yeah.
Use her voice.
Yeah, and hand. And they could have done that. I thought that's the route they were going to go with Tarkin. And I was like, oh, cool, that's Tarkin. I can tell just from behind.
Yeah.
And then they showed the face.
Well,
I was
if
like,
you just
what?
Had his profile and
it
his
worked.
Voice,
it would have worked.
It would have worked fine. And he could have played a bit part, and Vader could have played the main part. You know, Vader could have, it would have been easy to write into that script.
I think a lot of what it came down to was this was an experiment on Disney's part. They were testing the waters of what can we get away with, you know, with soundtrack to be different. What can we get away with the level of darkness in it? What can we get away with technology? Push some boundaries there. And, you know,
well, the
fine,
other
experiment
thing
did, on us, but learn your lessons.
Well, the other thing that they did that I feel like is another missed opportunity is give me R2-D2 and C-3PO.
A little more, yeah.
I mean, they're in there, but it's as if they're writing them out of the story.
Yeah.
Vader's written out of the story. It's just like they're side characters. And
I'd almost rather have had a completely new story in the Star Wars universe with 100% new
everything.
That's
why what I would say is...
Don't dabble.
Don't
either go all in.
Not on this. This is Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I mean, this is if there's a sacred character in the Star Wars saga, it's Vader. I mean, all the other movies are about him.
Yeah.
I mean, so and Jar Jar. Yeah. But, yeah, you just ruined it. Actually, I would rather have an animated Jar Jar than them trying to recreate a human.
Right.
Because
right.
Jar Jar was more believable than Tarkin.
Yeah.
Jar Jar is
well,
more believable.
That's completely
He's
the
more
issue.
Believable than Princess Leia.
That's completely the issue with trying to do CGI with humans. We know humans when we see them. We don't know aliens when we see them.
I mean, it would have been better if it would have turned out, he is a robot. Like, Tarkin's always been a robot.
Yeah.
You know, like,
cool.
he breaks
Westworld.
Down or whatever, and there's somebody like, they got to reboot him or something.
What did you think of the new things they did bring to the film? I thought the battles, the space battles were awesome.
Yeah.
They were fun.
Yeah.
I liked K2SO, the reprogrammed droid.
I really liked him.
I think
obviously
of all the deaths, that one bugged me the most.
Yeah.
It's the robot.
Yeah. Well, because you're not, I mean, here's the thing. That's why, again, and I'm beating a dead horse here. That's why it's such a missed opportunity with the characters that you're already in love with.
Mm-hmm.
C-3PO, R2-D2, mm-hmm. Darth Vader. These taking a sideline role to new characters that I'm okay with the new characters in the realm of this movie,
but
they're all going to die, and you're not really truly like over attached to them when they die. I mean, some of them die and I guess
there were a lot of them.
Yeah. I mean, some of them die in non-heroic kind of ways. I mean, his ship blows up, you know,
grenade like, thrown in the ship.
I was like, he died, and I was like,
and
when that happened, I was like, they're all going to die.
They could, they could be trying to say something about the nature of war, you know?
And I don't need that. I don't need that in
Star Wars.
Not
in my Star Wars movie.
I was okay with...
I want to learn more about the nature
really
of the Force.
I really liked the idea that, hey, here's some group of rebels that have done some things that have really haunted them in this rebellion. That was
I wanted
that's
to
great.
See more
that's
of
all
that
the statements
rebellion.
You need. That's all the statement you need. Let's leave the politics out of it, right? I mean, that's where the prequels mm-hmm. went off the rails is when mm-hmm. they all of a sudden you're in this complicated political thing and it's mm-hmm. like, is he trying to make a statement about our current society? What's going on here? I don't need all that.
Right.
More Vader.
I want more adventure, more Vader.
More Vader, you know?
I thought it a bit of a gamble not having any Jedi. And I'm kind of okay with that gamble in the end. The only lightsaber we saw was Vader.
There was a mention of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
There was, yep.
There was a few nods, obviously. The two characters from the cantina when they bump into him, and he's like, "You better watch where you're going." And it's the same two guys.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a neat.
I liked that cameo.
But I think those kinds of things that they did well.
Yeah.
But those are kind of Disney things to do anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there was even tie-ins to the current animated show going on, Rebels. Their ship was in the battle. You could see it, and was at Yavin 4. So. You know that they're still involved with the rebellion at that point.
Yeah.
And then Saw Gerrera, I think his name is, was from the Clone Wars
Forrest
show.
Whitaker's.
Yeah, Forrest Whitaker's character was from the older animated series, The Clone Wars.
Okay.
So he
was actually a character.
He was a character in it, yeah.
Okay.
So a fully fleshed out character, younger, not as damaged and whatnot.
Yeah.
So it kind of cool to see them tying together all the different threads of the canon in one film.
They might have
stretched too far.
It would have been cool, and I'm not saying Boba Fett, but it would have been cool. What's the name of that awesome cowboy looking bounty hunter that's done the cartoons?
Yeah. What is his name?
He's really cool.
Yeah.
And I always wish
he showed up in episode 2 or 3. I can't remember. But yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Is he really?
I think he's somewhere in there. I think he might be. The one with the cowboy hat looking thing?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No?
I think he's only in Clone Wars.
Okay, okay.
But
I like him.
But he would have been a great one to bring in that desert planet. Yeah. You know, when they were, what was the
Jedha?
Name? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Those were some cool scenes. I liked when they were in the city and
I loved the city scenes and all the good practical effects with the aliens around there.
Yeah.
And
I thought one of the more fascinating things that they did was it seemed like the Force in this film mm-hmm. became more of a god or a spirit. More of a theological religion where there's a temple and there's a prayer that the guy was saying and I don't know that I've really picked up that level of theology in the older films and I find it fascinating that they're taking it there. And I think there's room for it. I don't think that's a bad move for them to do.
No.
But it does bring an interesting.
Yeah, in the original trilogy, the Force is kind of a mystic thing. You know, you've got your wise sages who know the Force from some old religion, right?
Yeah.
In the prequel trilogy, you have the Jedi Order, but it's more like this big, bloated, you know, almost like governmental agency, and the Force kind of gets lost in that. And this is post big bloated, you know, Jedi Order, and these are adherents to the Force, if you will, that are trying to
My original sort of view of what they did with the Force was was like a magnetic force.
Oh yeah,
impersonal sort of sort of a field kind of a thing.
Yeah,
that you could if you learned. How to manipulate it.
Yep.
It could be manipulated like magnetic fields can. Or
this
like,
is more like
a
benevolent force or
right.
you know,
this
a guiding
like
force.
Well, they were talking about it like it has a will.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And so that, a consciousness.
A destiny.
So that's there's a totally different angle to it now, which I find fascinating that they would make that move. And of course, like I said, I don't think it was necessarily a bad move.
No.
And it might be that's not a commentary on the overall direction of the way they're going to portray the Force, but that these people were of a temple that believed that this magnetic field had a will or had a destiny kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But I don't...
It reminds me, there's a character in Force Awakens at the beginning, Tekka, I forget his first name, San Tekka, something like that. The one who had the data and gave it.
Uh-huh.
He was part of a Force church, if you will, too.
A temple, okay, kind of a...
And it seems like maybe the same kind of thing that was going on at Jeddah.
Yeah. So the plot of this movie is that the original crystals that this...
The Kyber crystals.
This temple used to create lightsabers has been invaded and robbed by the Empire for all of those crystals in order... Because that's what they're saying... powers the Death Star.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I'd ever even heard that before.
It's been in some expanded universe
stuff. Getting into some really we're getting into the weeds here, the geeky weeds, but I like that. And so let me say this. Ben Mendelsohn. Awesome.
He was great. I thought he was great.
He was so good.
Yeah.
The acting was really good.
Acting was great.
I found the acting
special effects
really
were great,
good.
Except for CGI human beings.
Yeah, that was the...
Editing was good in general. Pace was good in general.
Yeah.
Maybe two or three more characters than it was needed.
Because
I wanted to get to know them better. And that's not a bad thing. If I didn't want to get to know them, that's probably a worse sign.
Right. Well, they're all dead, so they're not getting, to know them any unless they come out with prequels.
This is definitely a standalone film, even more so than the Ewok movies from on ABC back in the 80s.
You can't let that go.
No, because technically we have 10 Star Wars movies,
yeah,
not
so
eight.
Yeah, so that actually is a worse move than any... So they've already gone as far south as they can ever go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there is the holiday special,
too. Here's the big so here's the big question. Yeah. Where do you rank this film with the other ones?
Coming out of it,
let's hear your order.
Oh, my order, before Rogue One. Well, oh man, I knew you were gonna ask this too. Coming out of the film, I was thinking tied with Force Awakens, but the more I digested it, I think my order is Empire, A New Hope, Return of the Jedi, Force Awakens, Rogue One, Revenge of the Sith, Attack of the Clones, and then the other one.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
I would put this, my order is obviously different, but it's personal preference. No one's wrong.
I'm usually right, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, we've talked about our difference there. Yeah.
Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back, Star Wars, Episode 7.
Mm-hmm.
Revenge of the Sith, Attack of the Clones, Rogue One.
Really?
Then Episode One. It's definitely better than the first prequel
See,
movie.
See, I'm okay. Out of
but there are
it's
things that
crafted
because
better
Revenge
than
of
those.
The Sith. I would say we got more Vader in Revenge of the Sith than we did in this. And then what I loved about Attack of the Clones, and I can never not like that movie because Yoda's lightsaber scene. Where we get to see him fight for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And he does the flips in the air and all that other stuff. And then he picks up the cane afterwards. That is so...
That is pretty good.
That makes the movie for me. I went and saw the movie multiple times just to see that scene. And then I named the cat I had Yoda because that's the way the cat... and which was quite a few years ago. But right after that was when we got this cat. Anyway, I can never forget that. And so this movie, again, see, here's the thing. I like Episode One. I like Rogue One.
Yeah, I like all of them.
They're still.
I'd
I like
still rather
movie.
See them than any Star Trek movie.
For sure.
I mean, I like some Star Trek movies. I'd rather see them than most of the spacey stuff out there, or even just adventure movies in general.
We liked the movie.
Yeah, I mean, Rogue One is in my top 50 movies of all time, probably at least, maybe top 20. I don't know. I do.
I have
put
no
most
idea
Star Wars
what my
type,
top 50.
No,
movies,
we need to start working on that. For
we'll have to come
next
up with
episode.
That. Come up with that list. Anyway, fascinating.
I am excited about Episode 8, even more so now. Because
I am cautiously.
I'm cautious about the spinoff movies. I'm excited about the main franchise.
All of that. See, here's the thing. I am. After Episode 7 with J.J. Abrams at the helm, I'm concerned that it's not in his hands anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't mean the next one could be better.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have Chewbacca, you know, we're going to, you know, there's, I would like to see a really great sci-fi director take on a Boba Fett kind of a movie that's a standalone film, kind of a deal that maybe even.
I want to see Ridley Scott do some Star Wars.
I mean, I think there's a lot of possibilities now because they're going to do it. They're going to make these movies because these movies are making.
This is the second worst grossing Star Wars movie of, adjusted for inflation, et cetera, you know, opening weekend wise. And it still is gonna just make Disney's year.
Okay. So here's a final sort of question for you to expand upon. Cause I know you have probably done this. I purposely didn't do this.
Uh-huh.
What is the word on the internet? I haven't read anything from anyone on the internet. Like, what's the vibe out there? Is it very similar to what we've said?
I think among some hardcore fans, it's similar to what we're saying. In general, though, it's great critical response. Yeah, 86 or so on Rotten Tomatoes. At least when I saw it.
So there's not a lot of criticism.
There's not a lot. There's criticism of some of the things that we've talked about. But in all, everyone's like, yeah, but I can't give it a bad review because I still had fun and I got my money's worth. And,
again, it's a fun movie. Go see it. It's
The bad reviews that I did read were all like, well, I guess it's a great movie, but for Star Wars, it needs to be better. You know, so,
yeah.
Hey, fine. I want to have those higher standards, though.
Yeah. I do also regret, you said there was no Jedi in the movie, and I feel like that could have been in the plot too, that one of the Jedi could have been left, and they found him.
Originally, the original script, Jyn Erso's mother was an escaped Jedi.
Okay.
And that kind of would have been cool to see her.
It would have been awesome.
Yeah.
It would have been awesome to have another lightsaber other than...
And then
you could have had... You could have had the Vader lightsaber duel where he slaughters her.
I want more Vader and more blood. The one thing we have not had in a Star Wars movie, which I want them to somehow make possible, is I want something with multiple lightsabers versus multiple lightsabers. We have not seen multiple Dark Jedi or Dark Force users versus multiple Light Force users. We haven't seen that.
And that may be coming in eight or nine.
I hope we're building towards that. Because I'm tired of this just two bad guys with the lightsaber stuff.
Yeah.
I want to see like Old Republic, the video game. You got like 20 versus 20 and it's awesome. So.
Well, let's say this. As far as cool villains go, that's where Episode One will always be a great movie because Darth Maul
is awesome,
so cool,
yeah,
and he's so kung fu.
He's shown up again in Rebels,
with robot legs. I've seen it.
Yeah, well, that was in Clone Wars. He's shown up again in Rebels, and he's much older. And
does he still have robot legs?
I think so. I haven't watched.
Does he look like
yet.
A crab or whatever? Because that's
no,
what
no, he doesn't have the crab
about.
Legs. He's got like, he's bipedal.
Like they can make Vader. They can make him walk normal.
No, eventually he gets those bipedal legs. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, man,
that's a lot of geekiness.
That's a wall to wall Rogue One episode. You knew it was coming, guys, and we love you for hanging out with us and getting into it, getting deep into the weeds of the Jedi there.
Oh, yeah.
I like that you said the other hardcore Star Wars fans out there are being critical of the movie.
It
makes us feel like we're not alone and sort of geeking out.
But they
all
seen it like five times each, so whatever.
And we'll see it again. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to see it again. And probably find five things that I liked about it.
Yeah.
But those things that I won't be able to get past them.
And I hope they work on that stuff.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, when Disney tunes into the God Geeks podcast, they'll probably fix those things,
I think,
next time around. But until they do, we're glad that you did, and we will see you next week on the God Geeks podcast.
Star Wars, of course. God Geeks.